Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
It is 2021. This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and Michelle Cobb is with me. Hello, Michelle.
Hi there. Welcome to the brand new year.
It's a new dawn. It's a new day. And what are we listening to?
American Savior, a novel of divine politics by Roland Marullo, read by Dion Graham.
Okay. Well, this seems... appropriate. Tell me what this is about.
Well, once again, an earphones winner for us, and we are in a political year, right? So 2020 was quite a political year. It makes it a good time to listen to this book about Jesus himself running for president. And frankly, it didn't seem weird.
Because it's been that kind of a year.
Yes.
He's come back to Earth?
Well, you don't necessarily get all of his backstory, because our main character is really Russ Thomas, who's a TV reporter in a depressed little town in Massachusetts. So he and his girlfriend Zelda, who's a therapist, they meet this mysterious stranger who has revived a young boy who died. And the stranger, Jesus, asked them both to quit their jobs and work on his presidential campaign.
Okay, I have a question. Did they meet? Were they there when he revived this child?
No. So Russ is a TV reporter, so he gets to, you know, cover these stories, as it were.
I see. Okay.
So Russ doesn't immediately jump at the idea of being on a presidential campaign, but Zelda has a vision, so he goes for it. And it turns out his former boss and some of his family members, everybody's kind of in this together. And away we go on our journey to the White House.
Does Jesus win?
Well, I'm not going to tell you that.
Okay. So I'm assuming this is a funny book.
It is. It's escapist. It's totally different. And everyone in the book is a character. So Dion Graham is clearly having a good time voicing all of these different characters.
That's fun.
Nothing in here is subtle, right? The book is not subtle. The performance is not subtle. And that's kind of what makes it delightful.
Well, can we hear a little bit of it?
Yeah, this is Russ meeting Jesus for the first time.
Okay, this is American Savior, a novel of divine politics by Roland Marullo, read by Dion Graham.
"Jesus," he said, pronouncing it the way I was used to, and then adding Jesus to my Spanish-speaking friends. Russ Thomas, Jesus, sat down. Before we could say anything else, the waitress came by, smiling as if she recognized me but was too cool to say so. "Veggie lasagna and a small salad," I said. "Ranch on the side, large cappuccino," Jesus said. "Same." When she left us, he clasped his hands together on the table in front of him and leaned forward. He had a presence, I have to admit, and I noticed, or felt, this presence right from the first minute we were together, even though I was not exactly predisposed to liking him. There were no golden flashing eyes or shimmering facial bones, just a calm, confident, but humble way about him, as if he had set self-consciousness aside and was at peace with the person he presented to the world.
I think Jesus would be at peace with himself, don't you?
Yes.
So it's hard to think of a politician at peace with him or herself.
Well, that's one of the other fun things about this book, right? So we've got political journalists that have to be very serious in real life, and they are spoofed in this book.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Can we figure out who they are?
Some of the names make it very clear.
Oh, I love that. That's fun. That really is fun. Okay. Well, what a week.
What a week. And what a year.
What a week. What a year. What a book. American Savior, a novel of divine politics by Roland Marullo, read by Dion Graham. So I'll talk to you next month.
That sounds great.
Okay. Talk then. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Dreamscape Media, your library-first publisher. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, and Alan Minskoff are contributors. Jennifer Dall is our editor. The music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads, Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening, and Happy New Year.